Betty Turpin is the superintendent of the Holy Family Catholic Regional Division. She joins us actually in studio. Betty, thank you very much for joining us. You've gotten a pilot project started in the sense that air quality monitors, or what I refer to as air quality monitors, have been installed in the Holy Family schools. Comments on the fact that these new, or this pilot project is now in action.
Well, we piloted it at the tail end of last school year in one of our high schools. It was piloted with the purpose of vape detecting. Mm-hmm. And we were informed by students through an engagement process that students were uncomfortable entering the bathrooms in the majority of our schools because of vaping activity. So the board tasked us to research different monitors that we might be able to install. We chose one to put in one of our high schools to see how the device worked. It did pick up the vaping, and those issues were dealt with the students because the vape, the detector, once it goes off, sends a message to the administration through their cell phones, and they go and they investigate. During the wildfire season, these detectors went off because of air quality in the school. We turned off our air handling units on our roof in that school to thinking that it would help with the air quality, and the monitors activated, which told us we should have left our units on, that our filters were better than what we thought they were. So in doing more research on the device, we learned that not only vaping, but it can detect if there's marijuana use happening in the bathrooms, smoking happening in the bathrooms, large aggressive noises in the washroom. It can detect all that and send messages to the administration who are set up. So after that pilot, it was decided that we would begin a project that would have devices in all our schools, including our K-6 school, because of the air quality piece. It's very important to get that information. So the device itself is installed in all our schools. In some schools, it's more than one. It's two and three. There's 35 across our division right now. They all had to be soft-wired in, which I'm told, I don't know much about this, but I'm told it's called a Cat6, which is a tech wire, to be wired in. And the devices also record data. So we're going to be collecting the data on how the monitors are going off in all our schools just to determine if there are other things that we need to put in place. So we're very excited about this project.
You mentioned that it was, I guess, primarily to detect vaping in the schools, or possible vaping in the schools. Has it been that much of a problem, vaping in the schools?
I think it depends on the school, but it also depends on our society right now, according to Health Canada, is that vaping is an epidemic in our youth. They're very concerned on the number of youth that are engaging in that activity. They do not have any long studies done yet on the adverse effects of vaping, but their initial studies are telling them that vaping does have adverse health effects, and they're warning our youth that they should not be. We bring in addictions to talk to our youth about vaping and smoking and other activities that would affect their health, but they're more like your one day workshop kind of thing. But the activity itself, definitely, I would say, is on an increase.
How much talking has been done, say, with parents especially about this project?
Well, we're hoping parents are also hearing from Health Canada and also hearing, there's a reason why there's a warning on a vape that, under the age of 18, it's illegal. And so I would hope that parents are talking to their children about the adverse effects of vaping, of smoking, of engaging in the use of marijuana, and how those types of activities can cause adverse health.
Speaking of talking, I understand, I know this is, sort of the first year that this is being done in the division schools, but could you possibly, with the possible success of this system, be having other divisions in the area talking to you and saying, hey, is this thing working and how can we get on board?
Absolutely. I would hope that all our school systems care about students. And it's not just about, caring about their health and everything. It's the other students in the school. As I said, students were uncomfortable going to a washroom. If you're uncomfortable going to a washroom in a school, where do you go to go to a washroom?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we need to make sure that all the areas in our school are safe for our students. We need to ensure that our students feel comfortable going into all the areas in our schools. This was they told us that they do not. And so as a school division, it became our responsibility to do something about it. And so this was the way we went about it. Other school divisions may be going about this in a totally different way, which is fine. We're very small. We installed 35 devices. They're $1,700 each. The total cost of the project was $80,000, installation and all.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a huge amount of money, but it is money that we needed to take from somewhere to put into this project. We have applied for grants. We have asked for some funds to support the project. If we don't get it, it is money that we have now allocated. If we can get some grant money to support it, more power to us. But there's no guarantees. It was just our way of being able to mitigate something that students were telling us was making them feel very uncomfortable.
Yeah, I was going to ask, even from the staff and from the administration, I guess, in specific schools, have you had feedback at this point, despite the fact that this is in the early stages?
Yes, they're very happy that we're doing this. It is another way for them to be able to monitor activities in the school that should not be happening. And so they're very supportive of it and is looking forward to the data that we will gather. It was very successful in our pilot school. The administration caught the students and confiscated the device. In some cases, parents asked for the device back. In other cases, they didn't. We destroyed the device. The student was brought through a discipline process, just like they would if they were caught smoking or drinking, which is usually the start of a 3-day suspension. Parents are called. And we move forward and hopefully deter students from engaging in that activity again.
Betty Turbin is the superintendent of the Holy Family Catholic Regional Division. Betty, I appreciate your time. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for your interest.